This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Conor Gallagher. Conor Gallagher. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Why did I let you do the intro?
We've all got him.
Such a dig early doors.
We've all got him. We've all got him, though, haven't we?
That's true.
All three of us. All three of us have got him. I'm sorry for people that don't own him, of course, but
and Everton fans who are listed right now.
Oh, the Everton fans. Oh, so you know what, Rich? Yeah. I'm that wrapped up in FPL, I just completely forgot that you supported Everton in that moment. I was like absolutely buzzing with Conor Gallagher's brace yesterday. It was my favourite moment of the FPL season so far, that second goal.
Yeah, you know what? When I saw that it was 3-1 in the last minute, you know, we'd already lost. We'd been awful the whole game. Been awful past 3 months. But when I saw it was 3-1 and Gallagher got another one, I was like, oh, you know what? Every cloud. I needed that, in all honesty.
But I apologise, mate. That completely sounded like a dig to Everton fans, and it wasn't.
Especially because before we started recording, you were like, horrible. No, Rich, I'll do the intro.
I know, horrible, mate. I'm sorry. That is awful. That's how wrapped up in FPL I am at the moment, just completely thinking about my players and nothing else. And also, I thought it was good because I was like, oh, should I put something on the group? And then I looked at our little mini league, just the four of us, and saw that me, you, and Ben all have Gallagher. So I was like, oh, we'll all be buzzing. But then, obviously, you're an Everton fan.
It's not
looking good.
When Mbeumo scores 2 against Manchester United in midweek, I'll do the next intro, it's fine.
I don't own him, so you're not allowed. So anyway, we're going to a really quick turnaround, so we're going to do a super quick episode. We are Triple Captain, we're at FPL Triple Cap on socials. We're an FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. I'm your host, Luke Jurdy. I'm at Luke Jurdy on socials, and I'm joined, as ever, by my co-host Rich Wolfenden and our lovely producer, Ben.
Yes, hello. It was kind of an interesting weekend because, again, the average just went proper high up again, didn't it? It was probably the highest average we've had for a good month or so now. And I think I've done quite well points-wise. I finally broke the run. Finally broke the run of red arrow. So I was convinced this was going to be my fifth red arrow on the bounce. I was so convinced. But no, green arrow and a half-decent one as well, up about 50,000 places to 222K. So, you know, squeezing even closer to that top 100K, which I've been in this season. So I just want to, you know, get back on the right path and get back to it. Very quickly, finished on 79, which I'm very happy with. Took a -4 this week. My -4 being for Antonio and Bernardo Silva, who got just the best assist I've seen all season. Hits the
ridiculous
ball against the rib cage of whoever it was. And yeah, penalty for Manchester City, 1-0, and they won it. So many penalties this game week. But yeah, so Bernardo returned, he got 6. Cancelo's clean sheet as well, 7. Alexander-Arnold got full bonus points and a clean sheet. So 9 for him. Salah, he had the captain's armband, so 16 from him. Ramsdale got his clean sheet. Dennis, scoring off a corner for Watford, got a nice 9 points. And Gallagher, as we already mentioned, 15 points from him. Reece James, 0 again. The only real proper disappointment. But yeah, so 79 points. And 222K. I'll take it. How about yous?
Great. Yeah, I 77, -4. So 73. I took a -4 to... And took Rafinha out. For Bowen. West Ham are such a strange team to watch. One week they smash Chelsea with 3 goals, and then the next week they can't break Burnley down. They were poor, and Antonio was poor yet again. I don't know how long I'm going to hang on to him. I feel like it's just got to that stage where I'm like, if I sell him now, he's going to score, and then I'm going to be pissed off that I sold him. So, and there's just no other strikers around, are there? So that's the thing. It's just like, I might as well just hold on to him. But yeah, so I went for Bowen, but I also brought in Cristiano Ronaldo. So very glad that he got his penalty, and I think I'm happy that I brought him in. I didn't want to miss out on him for that fixture run, although United were absolutely insipid in that game. I mean, I'm confident that there's going to be improvements because I'm confident in this manager, but there's something wrong with that group of players. They just weren't running. They weren't running. They were misplacing passes. It was such a horrible game to watch. And I know quite a few people captained Ronaldo and went away from Salah this week. So I'm glad that he got that penalty. But and to be fair to Ronaldo, he had two other really good chances. So he could have had a hat trick. And maybe if United had won 3-0, we perhaps wouldn't be saying how bad they were. But it was such a turgid performance. But yeah, anyway, I won't go through my whole team, but Gallagher completely rescued it for me because I didn't have any City attackers. So after that game against Wolves, I was like, oh, Bernardo got his assist. That's annoying. And then other players started to return. So I was like, this isn't great. And I was on kind of down to 70K end of Saturday. And then Gallagher just completely pulled it out of the bag for me. So I'm up another green arrow up to 34K now. Whoa. So I'm really, really pleased with that.
And, lovely stuff.
Yeah, got to keep pushing. And Ben, huge game week for you.
Yeah, I had a game week rank of 102K this week, and I've flown up 250,000 places. I'm now 24 points off the top 500K.
Nice.
Overall rank 786K. It's because the cup started, lads. I absolutely smashed my opponent in the cup this week. You know that I'm desperate for that FPL mug, the FPL goodie bag. So I'm suddenly taking FPL seriously again now that cup started. But yet the double up of Bernardo Silva and Mason Mount continues to pay dividends.
Brilliant.
It's wonderful. And you know what? I had a really good performance from the defence as well. Bearing in mind there are a lot of goals this weekend. I got 9 points from Alexander-Arnold, 7 from Cancelo. Obviously, we're going to quickly mention Cancelo because he's suspended. Is it yellow cards he's suspended?
Yeah, five yellows.
Rudiger got 9 points for me this week.
Won two penalties,
and
didn't
Mitchell
he?
Came on for two.
Won two penalties.
Yeah, he won. Yeah. Absolutely bloody fabulous. I did make the mistake of bringing in Josh King on your advice, Luke, instead of Dennis.
targeted.
Well, which I was furious about on Friday night.
I know. Well, this is the thing. Like, literally everyone, there's been comparisons all week between Dennis and King, and every single person has gone, no, go for King. His numbers are better. Underlying numbers are better. And someone in the corner is probably going, but Dennis has got a lot more FPL points this season, so maybe you should go for the person that scored more points. That's just not how I play the game. I prefer to go with the players with the stats, and you never know. Next few game weeks, King might outscore Dennis, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault. I looked at them both, and King was 7%, I think, selected at the time, and Dennis was 38 or something cheaper like that. So I thought,
and
right, go
post.
For the one who's...
He hit the post.
Yeah, exactly.
Close.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. Exactly. But just delighted to be, you said, getting the top 500K by Christmas and then life will be good again. And that's what I'm aiming for.
Okay.
Top 500K. I'm 24 points off the top 500K now.
Is that two more game weeks before Christmas?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but you need another good couple of game weeks and you'll be there, mate. But that's it. You can fly up the ranks if you have a good game week still. So it's good. So quickly then, let's get this done and get it out quickly. Let's start with who to drop. So let's go with first, let's talk defence. Are we sticking with Cancelo? Are we just going to bench him or are we going to sell him? And are we sticking with double Chelsea defence? I don't know if you two have both got double Chelsea defence, but I have. I've got James and Alonso. What are your thoughts, Rich? Let's talk Chelsea first.
I'd rather be in your shoes where you have two defenders who are likely to get attacking returns because I've got James and Thiago Silva. And Thiago Silva's been brilliant this season for Chelsea, even scored, you know, the game week before last. But I just brought him in because I couldn't afford Alonso or Rudiger. But I don't know what's happened to Chelsea at the back all of a sudden. Like, Chilwell went missing. He's not the best defender in the world. I guess he gives them some kind of balance in both attacking sense and defensive sense. But they just seem to have lost the plot. Reece James got 1 point in four game weeks. Reece James, who was... Yeah, I know. And he's been playing 90 minutes in these games. And you know, about a month ago, people were saying he's the FPL asset. And all of a sudden, he's completely gone off the boil. I don't think I can afford to get rid of him just in case he does pop up with two assists and a goal in the next match. And they're playing Everton at Stamford Bridge. So it's a great fixture for them to keep a clean sheet, considering Everton are awful as an attacking force at the moment. So I think maybe keep double Chelsea defence for one more game week. I know they've got a half-decent run, but, you know, Wolves, more dangerous in attack. Villa, they look good in attack. And, you know, Brighton, I've got a goal in them, and then they play Liverpool and Manchester City. So I'd probably keep hold of your double Chelsea assets maybe for just one more game week. That would be my advice. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. Yeah, no, I'd say exactly the same thing, really. I think, particularly because Cancelo's suspended, I think I can't move Alonso on just yet. It's just, I might as well keep him. It's not a bad fixture. You hope that they pull it together and don't make any stupid mistakes, and then maybe there's a clean sheet. Maybe Reece James comes back. And but yeah, I mean, I think out of the two of them, I'd still look to get rid of Alonso, just because Reece James is probably more nailed and more trusted by Tuchel, and he's still posting good stats. But I mean, yeah, one point in that's since I brought him in as well. I haven't had any returns from Reece James. And yeah, suddenly double Chelsea defence is completely out the window. So I think, yeah, stick for one more week and I'll definitely bench Cancelo. I mean, I certainly wouldn't sell Cancelo. He's only out for one game and he's nailed on. City are the best defence in the league. And I think if you wanted to keep that structure of four at the back, I'd be thinking about moving one of your Chelsea defenders out for Ruben Diaz and going double City. But I think a lot of us will probably downgrade and then build and use that money to use elsewhere. But if you did want to stick
this game week, Cancelo.
Cancelo. I mean, that's
almost sold player, sorry.
Probably a lot of casuals, isn't it? Moving him out, seeing the red flag.
Mm. I mean, can I give you an argument for getting rid of Cancelo?
Yes.
Which is, I've gone as well. The game weeks are coming thick and fast at the moment. Surely there's got to be some rotation going on for these fixtures coming up.
Like, but he gets his rest.
A couple of days ago.
I know, but he gets his rest now.
But in terms of kind of, it could be really low scores across the board. Like, are you going to need your bench more than ever this game week?
Yeah, I mean,
if you've got someone sitting there on an arrow, like he's definitely not going to play.
Yeah, it is a worry for me, really, the bench-wise. I've only got Broger and Brownhill. Sorry, Livramento and Brownhill. And Broger's got a triangle, yeah. So I really want to roll the transfer this week and then have two, because two is just so valuable at the moment. But
yeah.
And I can't move Broger on to anybody without taking a minus four, because I've only got one free this week. So it is, yeah, benches could be important with such a quick turnaround, yeah. But yeah, I don't know what to do there.
I'm in the same mindset as you a little bit, Ben, because... there's still no clarity on what's going to go on with the Tottenham game. There's still not 100% certainty whether that's going to happen. And I've still got Reguilón in my side. And I've got Cancelo out as well. So that's possibly, you know, two expensive players missing for me. And then my substitute striker, my third striker, is Locadia, who hasn't played all season, I don't think. So that only leaves me with Brownhill on the bench. And if both Cancelo and Reguilón are out, that means he comes in. And I've then only really got Locadia, who could come off the bench. And in all honesty, that's not going to happen. So I might have to make a bit of a change at the back, but I don't really want to get rid of either, because you know that double game week's coming up for Tottenham at some point in the future. It'll probably be January, to be realistic. So I don't know. I don't want to take him out, but you've got to have 11 players playing, don't you? And you need at least one backup on the bench who's going to do better than what Josh Brownhill will do. Mr. 2 points himself.
I mean, I think you'll be fine if you've got two. If you've got two on the bench that are likely to play, then I think you'll probably be fine. I mean, I think if players are rested, they might come on anyway. I mean, saw that with Jota for Liverpool, came on.
Yeah.
So he'll be starting next game. You'd imagine he's not going to be benched again. I'd imagine he's ran off that knock or whatever he had. So who realistically are we concerned about? I suppose, yeah, anybody could be rotated at this point, but I think if you've got two playing, everybody's in the same boat, aren't they? It's going to be if these big players are benched, everybody's going to suffer because everybody owns them.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I think it's wise to keep hold of Cancelo. You know, he's been one of the best players in the Premier League this season, one of the best defenders in FPL. Like, you shouldn't be looking to get rid of him unless you absolutely have to. So I'm waiting for the Tottenham news. I don't think we've had clarification over which players it was that got COVID. I think there's been rumours, but there's nothing official been said. So, you know, Reguilón did have a knock as well, you might remember, before this whole COVID nonsense happened. So he could be out with an injury still as well. So, yeah, it's difficult to say, isn't it? But I think the main thing is get players who you know are going to play. And that's the priority. So I might just have to take it. I've only got one free transfer. I'd rather roll it if I get the chance, but I might just end up doing a sideways step to, like, I don't know, Zinchenko or something like that, who looks like a half-decent attacking asset just for one game week. Because who are Manchester City playing? Leeds.
Leeds at home.
Yeah, so, you know, you've got to have assets from Manchester City for that game there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do Zinchenko, because then you've got to move him out again, and then you've got even more problems.
That's the other thing. Yeah. But, I think I might just have to... looking at my team, I know that because of the fixture build-up, there's going to be quite a few people who aren't starting. Like, for example, is this the time to... You know, for example, Salah start against Newcastle. Newcastle have just been battered every single week.
Yeah.
Do they need to start Salah at home?
Well, I mean, they started him in a dud Champions League game, didn't they? I mean, I can't see Salah getting rotated, particularly at the moment when the matches are so important for the title contenders.
Yeah.
I think I might just take the hit. I might just roll the transfer and just think. I'm not, because I've got my whole bench is injured, an entire bench. And I might just have to go, this is going to be one of those weeks, don't turn your telly on, come back again next week.
Again at the weekend. What about top 500k by Christmas?
Well, taking a hit isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, me and Rich both took hits this week and ended up on green arrows.
I meant taking the hit in the official terminology. I might have to do, I was thinking about just doing nothing.
Oh, right,
just taking a hit across the whole team. But yes, maybe I should take a hit.
Yeah, I mean, I might just take another -4 and just shore up my team a little bit, really, depending on news. I think wait for press conferences. It can work out. I mean, you have to have a good game week for a -4 or more to work out, but it can. So I think if your team needs it, then I wouldn't be against doing that either. It's just so difficult to predict at the moment, and that's the main thing. It's like, do you just leave it, roll with the punches, and just see what happens? Because ultimately, what can you do if a player's rotated or injured or suddenly has COVID? Like, there's nothing you can do about that. That's the game. Like, that's where luck just completely comes into it. But yeah, I mean, anyway, on my list for this week, I'd love to get a City attacker in for that Leeds game, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it just because of the way my team is. I'd have to take a -4 to afford any of those City players. But that Leeds fixture at home is very tasty, isn't it? And I think they should have scored more goals against Wolves. They should have scored more goals against Watford. It's only a matter of time before City absolutely go on one of those matches where they demolish a team, and it's like, when is that going to be? Who would your pick be from the City attack?
He's expensive, but Raheem Sterling. He's looked dangerous. He's looked like he's not back to his best of season before last, but he's showing signs of improvement. And you know, he had a shocking start to the Premier League campaign, and all of a sudden he's starting to turn it on a little bit. Because at the moment I've got Mane sat in that midfield, and he's not returned for like four game weeks on the bounce, which is bonkers. I know they got a great fixture this weekend, but I could take a -4, and I think I could get Jota and Sterling into the midfield if I take out Gallagher, maybe. I maybe shouldn't take out Gallagher, seeing as he just delivered for me, but I'm not sure. But yeah, if I was to pick a Manchester City asset sensibly, it would probably be Phil Foden, because he was rested last week. I think he came on the bench for like the last 40 minutes, 35 minutes, something like that. So you'd expect him to start this one. So yeah, I'd probably go Phil Foden.
Yeah, I like Foden as well. I mean, obviously, Bernardo is the flavour of the month for everybody at the moment. And I can see why, just because of the way he's performing. But I do expect a slight regression. It's just when will that be? And really, are you being stupid? He's one of the form players of the season. One of the best in the world at the moment. Is it silly to just go, well, he's not having enough shots? It's like, well, he's scoring goals and he's getting assists.
The Dennis King argument again, isn't it?
It's the Dennis King argument, exactly. So do you just swallow that stats kind of pride and go, let's just get Bernardo in? He's nailed. He's most likely to get 90 minutes every week. Pep's absolutely loving him. He's in a City team which is destroying all in their path. It seems a little bit of a no-brainer, but having said that, I'd probably go for Phil Foden over him anyway as well. So he would be my choice. Gundogan looked good as well, but I think with De Bruyne back, he got brought off and he's had a few injuries and things like that. So I think you'd probably forget about Gundogan for now, and the choice would be Sterling, Foden, or Bernardo Silva. I think my order would be Foden first, Sterling second, and and Bernardo Silva third for me.
I'd probably agree. So you said Foden, Sterling, Silva.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
If I was on a wild card, that would be the priority for sure.
Yeah.
But I've just got Silva, and I'm happy with Silva because he's delivered for
Oh,
now.
You've got Bernardo, have you? Yeah, I mean, just stick with him. Yeah, I mean, you could do a double up, but I think if there's other fires in your team to put out, you should probably focus on those.
Yeah, lots of defensive fires at the moment.
But yeah, that's the main one. The main one for me is City attack. I'm missing out on City attack at the moment, so I may take another hit to get them in, but I'm just not sure where I would do that, just because of Cancelo being suspended. And I want to keep Gallagher now. I mean, I think the thing with Gallagher is he blanked the previous few game weeks because Vieira was playing him in defensive midfield. So he just wasn't anywhere near as attacking. But watching him last night, I mean, he was absolutely everywhere, wasn't he? What a player to own in your FPL team. He just, I knew from kind of 10 minutes in, I was like, this is Gallagher's game. He's absolutely on it. He was everywhere. He was fighting for every ball and he was getting into attacking positions. He took his goal really well and his second goal was just phenomenal. And I think you should really be prioritising getting Gallagher in if you haven't got him already, because at his price, so good.
I think they
5.9 at the moment.
Is it? Yeah,
crazy.
I think they pointed out on Match of the Day that before this Everton game, two of his last three had been against Villa with their new manager and Manchester United with their new manager. So it's a tough, difficult game for Crystal Palace to come into. You know, when there's that brand new manager bounce, because you know they've been in decent form before those few fixtures, and you know that has obviously coincided with Gallagher having less returns. So yeah, I'll probably keep hold of him, but if I do my whole Liverpool reshuffle, he might make way for Jota, but we'll see. Jota can't hit a barn door, so
He misses a big chance almost every game, doesn't he? It's very frustrating. The volume of chances he gets, it's like, well, I can't go without him, particularly in that Liverpool team. But I mean, against Newcastle, after being rested, Newcastle are in dire straits, aren't they? Still, honestly, Leicester battered them.
They are so poor. I did that game, and Eddie Howe at the end of the game, I think he had five wingers on the pitch. He had Saint-Maximin, Fraser, Murphy, Almiron, and I think he had Richie as well. So he had five wide players on, and he still had Joe Linton and Wilson as well. I'm like, what on earth is Newcastle's structure here? It's just throw as many attacking players on and hopefully one of them gets a goal. And that's when they just fell to pieces and Leicester scored two goals in the last 10 minutes. Like, it was just utterly bonkers. So if he does that at Anfield, it's going to be like 6-0 or something like that, honestly. Liverpool at least will have 20 shots in this game. And for that reason, go with Mo. Mo Salah is my captain this week. Absolutely no doubt. What about you?
Yeah, Mo Salah's my captain this week. Are we loving Madison again, Rich? I bet you're gutted you haven't brought him in, because he's a favourite of yours, isn't he? And he's on a massive hot streak.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I could be wrong in saying their fixtures turn. Yeah, they've got Tottenham, then they've got Everton, City and Liverpool. So that's a difficult run.
Yeah, tricky.
So I think maybe that ship has sailed. But yeah, I do like Madison. And I like a little bit of Tielemans as well, you know. I know he historically doesn't get as many goals as he used to when he was in, I think his last season playing for Anderlecht, he got 20 league goals. So he knows how to find the back of the net. That was many years ago. So I don't think I'm in a rush to bring him in. Yeah, Leicester have got a big question mark above him at the moment. But yeah, so that's going to be me, I think.
Great.
Mo Salah, that's what we need.
Yeah, Mo Salah for me as well. I think Ronaldo would be my other option, but he's got a tricky fixture away at Brentford, and you just can't rely on United just yet. I mean, particularly after that Norwich performance. After Palace, I'd think, yeah, get them in. I mean, defensively, they look better, but if they'd have played any other team in the league, they would have conceded. De Gea was phenomenal, really saved them. So, I mean, there's been a lot of love for Dalot, but I just think Wan-Bissaka will get a chance when he's fit. I mean, he's a really, really good right back. He's not as attacking and as good at going forward as Dalot, which is obviously what Rangnick wants from this 4-2-2-2 formation, but he will give him a chance. So I think it's a little bit premature, everybody rushing for Dalot and thinking suddenly that he's nailed in a Man United team going on this brilliant fixture run. But I won't be moving for him yet, and I still just think wait and see on United. But yeah, captain wise, go with Mo.
What about you, Ben?
First time I've gone with Mo in 6 weeks. but I'm going to do it.
Jesus.
I'm going to do it against Newcastle.
Yes. Yeah. Good lad. I think the press conferences are happening this afternoon. And then
oh, we need them.
Yeah, is it 6 p.m. Tuesday, I think, the deadline? Or it's around then anyway. So quick turnaround from us. And, you know, make your decisions tonight is probably good advice, because I imagine there'll be quite a lot of price changes by tomorrow morning with all these press conferences happening today.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, how do we wrap these up? I forget.
Follow us.
Yeah, that's it. Follow us.
FBL Triple Cap.
Follow us at FBL Triple Cap. Join the Discord chat, which continues to grow as a community. It's really lovely. Go and join that. And that is it. Another quick turnaround, everybody. Best of luck with game week 17.
Yeah. Best of luck, everybody. I won't be doing an extra episode this week just because of the super quick turnaround. But I'm gutted that I won't, because I'm now 10th in the Triple Captain Extra Mini League. So I would have definitely done a rundown of the top 10 this week. So I'll just get it in there anyway. But I'll see you all again next week. But good luck, everyone, for game week 17.